got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed. Ooh, dial. Ooh, please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
I am a vicious criminal, I think. Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, keeping you up to date with the latest real estate conditions, regulations, and home buying tips. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, assisting home owners and home buyers maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH, guess what? 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors tell us they are the ones who should know that you may become a homeowner before the end of this year. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge and skills you need to assist you in becoming a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Christian Seelinger joins us, and she will be telling us why President Reagan signed on to the reverse mortgage program and if the concept has found success. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He's tailor-made the news just for you. And the best part is, comes with an extra pair of pants. After the news, Tim Lyons joins us with everything you need to know about insuring your property against hurricane and flood damage. After all, this is hurricane season, and if you don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, well, it could be stormy weather. And our house segment delivers the reason why buying a home is such a hassle. You want to know how to avoid the paper-pushing shuffle? Well, you're about to find out in about 35 minutes from now in our house segment. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. At the end of it all, we have a success story that can't wait to be told. Reach counselor Dee Phillips checks in with a special report. You don't want to miss this. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
The Federal Housing Administration, FHA, Director Mel Watt on Tuesday kicked off a new push to get eligible homeowners into the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Beginning with a big town hall meeting in Chicago, the FHFA estimates that there are more than 650,000 HARP-eligible borrowers nationwide who would benefit from the program, but they don't know about it. The wealthiest cities in Palm Beach County are reclaiming their housing values much faster than the smaller cities. Median home values in Gulfstream, Palm Beach, Ocean Ridge, Atlantis, and Wellington are all among the closest percentage-wise to the peak values before the collapse, according to data from the Census Department and Zillow. Meanwhile, the median values of lower-income cities like Palm Springs, Green Acres, and Lake Worth are less than half of what they were at the peak in 2007. Apartment rents are going up, driven higher by stronger demand from former homeowners and young professionals who have a new lease on life. In high-rent areas, the debate over buying versus renting seems to be pretty much a moot point. Renting is cheaper in South Florida than buying, according to a number of studies. Over a half million South Florida homes with a combined reconstruction value of $103 billion are into the dangerous path of a storm surge, including almost 200,000 that are considered an extreme risk, according to a new report released this morning by the property information company CoreLogic. Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade rank second among metropolitan areas with the biggest potential for serious damage. That's a sneak peek of what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait.
It's a rule.
Yeah. You said it's a moot point, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, when we return, Christine Seelinger joins us with details about the reverse mortgage program and why President Reagan supported the bill. So stay with us, because the closer to the beach you are, the longer your drink lasts.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heavy, with a special message just for you. You know, if you're thinking about buying a home or you're looking to have your first home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in REACH's annual education membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course, and REACH's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues to help you get back on a sound credit track. That's why REACH bundled in 2 free credit checks per year in their membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational homeowner programs, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. Right now, REACH is offering a REACH Radio listeners a special educational membership program for only $99. Did I say that right? I'm sure I did. $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. Call the good folks today at REACH and tell them you want to sign up for their educational membership program. Toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or you may dial it the hard way, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Call the good folks at REACH today and enroll in their membership educational program. The number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, joining us in the studio right now is Tim Lyons. He began his career in real estate, developing building communities, commercial properties, until 2007, when the big crash hit, and he decided to give the family business a try. He acquired Legacy Insurance of South Florida and quickly sharpened the team's focus to become the one-call insurance solution for South Florida small businesses and families. Tim Lyons, welcome to the REACH Radio Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, it should be better to be out on the beach today than here, right?
Yeah, golf course might be good.
Well, I understand you play golf and guitar.
Yeah, I picked up guitar as a kid, and I'm trying to pick up golf. I'm good at taking grass away.
How does the guitar fit into the golf bag?
Not really. It's kind of what you do when you're done with the round, you know.
It's like an El Cabon kind of a thing, right?
Yeah. It's how I serenaded my wife into marrying me.
Now, I don't know your wife, so I'm not taking any credit for that. So you used to build houses and developments and all that good stuff?
Coming out of college, the hot business was real estate. So mm-hmm. Went to work for a large national home builder and found some success there.
Now, you went to college at
University of Florida.
University of Florida. Okay,
yeah,
so you're not a Seminole fan.
No, I don't like those people.
Do you know how to get a graduate from the Seminoles off your front porch?
No, tell me.
You just pay for the pizza, give them a tip, and let it go.
There we go.
Woohoo!
That'll work.
Sorry about that,
Seminoles. I'm going to reuse that. Yeah, we met up in Gainesville, and he's doing the null chomp in here. Oh,
if we only had a camera.
Yeah, no bueno, guys. I'm not a fan of that stuff. But yeah, I went to development business, and obviously the market tanked, and being a good person, I went home and asked my granddad, what should I do now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my gosh, I was so smart, and now I'm not. So he said, you know what? He'd been in the insurance business since 1968. So he said, get licensed. It's a great business. You'll love it. You'll hate it, but you're going to help people. So go do that. And that has all been true.
And so, you started that in 2007, right?
Yeah, that's when I started getting my licensing. Went to work for two large national brokerage houses doing large commercial insurance, things like counties, cities, countries, states. We were traveling a lot, though, and when my wife and I found out we were pregnant, that kind of created the pivot and put in motion a plan to own and operate my own agency, and that's kind of where we've been.
So you had to put on the big pants.
Yeah, very, very simply, it's been a very eye-opening experience, but I've helped a lot of people, and I'm very proud of that, and really, really humbled to be here because of Reach. I know they help a lot of people.
Sure. So how's business?
Business is brisk. You know, it's hurricane season, so people are thinking about hurricane insurance and homeowners insurance.
You know, we were thinking about that earlier. What a coincidence. And we were just wondering just exactly how much coverage. I mean, what determines coverage on your house? Hey, I got a hurricane, and I don't want to obviously call you after the hurricane and say I need to get insurance because the hurricane ripped my roof off.
You'd be surprised. People actually do make that phone call. But
really?
Yeah, the fire truck's outside. The house is burning, but I need some coverage.
Can you hurry up and get over here?
When you buy a home, you're going to be required to carry insurance if you're getting a mortgage because the mortgage company wants their interest in the property secured. So generally, you need to make sure you protect your at least a mortgage balance. But what we use in the business is a replacement cost number, completely different than market value. So if you find your home for $200,000, that's market value. What I need to know, how much is it going to cost to put it back together?
Right.
The sticks, the bricks, where they're located, when they were put together, all those things matter. And we take that into consideration. Now, there's two things I can use to get you to that number. Your appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those guys because they are licensed and insured. So it's called a defensible document. We can take that to court and say, this is who gave me the value.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're using it. And I'll get to why that's important in a second. But then the other document we can use is a replacement cost estimation, which is from software that the insurance companies give me.
Uh-huh. Okay. I trust that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can guess whose benefit that is designed for.
The software company?
No, the insurance company who paid for it to be developed.
You think?
Yeah. But in the absence of anybody's value, we need something.
Right.
So
right.
I like the appraisal generally because it's a very conservative number. And the replacement cost number, which is also known as coverage A or dwelling limit, is what drives your insurance premium.
Dwelling limit. Is that a word I should know when I go to talk to my insurance guy? What's the dwelling limit?
How much am I buying? What coverage? So coverage A would be $200,000, $300,000, $184,000.
Right. Don't they do this with cars, too, now? Like when you can buy a special policy for your car that if you wreck it, they replace the car, not just the value of what your car
is? You must drive fancy classic cars.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a agreed value or actual cash value.
I have a BMW, a big Mexican woman.
Oh, boy.
My wife will love that. She's actually from Colombia, so
okay.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, growing up in Miami, you can't mix those up.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we got the hurricanes on their way. Everybody should be already insured up. What if you're not? What if it's like now? A hurricane's out on the coast and it's coming and I want to call my agent and get insured.
I hope you have coverage in advance. If you don't have coverage and you have a gap, there's going to be a 30-day wait if you're dealing with Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And then if
Citizens Insurance Company, right? That's the state. That's
the state. Yeah, yes, the right. State run and backed. Mm-hmm. Now, the big one that no one in South Florida seems to remember that we are low-lying and used to be a swamp, you need flood insurance. It's purchased separately. You get this from the National Flood Insurance Program, and it's typically pretty inexpensive. And you might hear out in the marketplace, I'm not in a flood zone. And unfortunately, every square inch of the United States is a flood zone. You're just in a high hazard or a low hazard. So Rocky Mountains, low hazard. But if you saw the news, Colorado flooded. So
I know. Isn't that amazing? And they build homes right by the river. Build my house right there by the river, will you?
Yeah, well, that's the good real estate. So flood insurance is inexpensive relatively. You can protect your building limit and your contents, and it's a huge savings.
Right. Speaking of savings, that's a big dollar item nowadays, right? Flood insurance?
Well, if you were watching anything going through Congress, there was a big act being passed in House of Representatives and the Senate that was going to change how flood insurance worked.
Mm-hmm.
And basically...
they made a new law that water couldn't rise?
No. Back when they put this into law many years ago, many of us are subsidizing other people's premiums. Those of us in high-lying areas where we're not susceptible to floods... just the way, and now we're going to get real technical, so everyone's going to turn the radio off. But actuarially, that's a big word, the way that this all statistically breaks down, if you're above the floodplain, you have a lower risk, so theoretically your premium should be lower. And if you're mm-hmm. below the floodplain, think like Ninth Ward in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, been there, yeah.
Your premium should be higher. But if they actually allowed that premium to be what it should be based on the statistics and, right. and mathematics, you wouldn't build a house there, you wouldn't be able to get flood insurance, and you wouldn't be able to get a mortgage.
Mm.
So if you saw what happened with Superstorm Sandy up in New Jersey, a lot of those folks were getting their homes rebuilt and found that in order to get a CO, a certificate of occupancy, they had to meet the floodplain. So they were, I don't know, if you drive down some streets now, you'll see a home raised 15 feet off the ground on pilings. That's yeah. in order to get flood insurance.
Yeah, flooding's a big yeah. issue.
So had that law gone through the way it would have gone, flood premium for homeowners here in Florida would have gotten pretty hectic, 10 times, 20 times more expensive than it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it did not happen. There's still some iterations working its way through, and there will be some reform, I'm assuming, but at the moment it is copacetic. The big thing is you have a 30-day wait on flood insurance, so if you don't have a flood policy, get one. And then in 30 days you'll have coverage, and hopefully before the hurricane season kicks up.
It takes 30 days.
That's yeah, when you see a storm off the coast of Africa, that's too late.
Yeah, I wonder what Noah would have done. You know, I just watched that movie, Noah, and I don't think he had any flood insurance at all. You know? All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. You hang on with us through the break, and when Tim returns, we'll talk a little bit more about how to get yourself insured and get yourself in the right spot. So, hey, listen, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, and Tim Lyons is still with us. Tim, we've been talking a lot about insurance, one of probably the most boring subject on the planet, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So how can we spice it up a little bit? Do we need to get a pole dancer in here to make
yeah.
it a little buy my insurance. Well,
yeah. I'm sure that'll be a gimmick that comes out from a national brand one of these days.
Right, right, right. Now, I just wanted to get your website, and I believe it's what the heck is your website?
Yeah, it's www.legacyinsurancefl.com.
That's it. I have it right here.
There you go.
and I guess the best way to reach you on the phone is 561-784-4464.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's what
we'd love to help answer any questions and clear anything up.
You don't charge for answering questions, do you?
Not you.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, yeah.
Nor any of our Reach Radio listeners, right?
That's actually the beauty of what I do. I get paid by the insurance company when we place a policy. So my work usually saves people money because they pay less in premium, and it doesn't cost you any money to work with me. So,
yeah. How do you sleep at night knowing that you're insuring people that may or may not use the product?
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
I mean, isn't that the oldest line in the book for insurance, right?
Yeah, you may not use it, but when you do, God, you're thankful.
You're sure, yeah, exactly.
You know, the bigger question is, how do I sleep at night knowing that, you know, we've got all this stuff insured? Holy smokes.
Well, I didn't mean that in a negative way. I just meant you do a lot of work, and you're helping a lot of people, and it must give you great comfort to know, especially in the flood insurance. We were just talking about flood insurance and how important it is. And you want to talk about wrecking your house real quick? Just a little tiny 4 inches of water would do that, because it seeps up into the walls. And
yep.
And does your standard flood insurance policy cover that?
Or be covered. 2 inches of water will actually seep its way up about 36 inches into the drywall.
Isn't that amazing?
And that all has to be ripped out.
Unless it's Chinese drywall, and then the water goes the other way.
Yeah, the water goes the other way. The Chinese then take the water and then bottle it and,
and sell it at Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Yeah. But flood insurance is definitely a necessity, and a lot of us don't see that happening. But the reason, you know, I live in a gated community with a lake. You know, they built this beautiful lake, and that's going to suck up a lot of the water that's out there.
Sure.
But guess what's not going to get into that lake, or it'll get to my house before the lake, is a storm surge.
Yeah.
Not covered on your standard homeowner's insurance policy. So the storm surge that we are susceptible to, that's going to come over the beach and the highways and then hit the Everglades, you want flood insurance for that specific reason.
And that, of course, is an extra bit of money, right?
Yeah, well.
But worth it, especially if we live, when we live here.
Most municipal areas in Palm Beach County are going to end up in a low-hazard flood zone. They've been participating with the FIRM, the Flood Insurance Rating Map.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that like my cell phone coverage map?
Kind of. It's an overlay. You get to see it in all these colors, and it tells you the 100-year flood line. So most of us are in an urban area, municipal area, so we're good there. So your flood insurance premium might be in the $300 to $400 range for a $250,000 home.
That's annually, right?
Yes, sir.
That's not too bad, right?
Not too bad when you consider, we just help some folks with $5,000, $6,000 premiums on their homeowner's insurance because of how old that house was.
Okay, well, here's the big question of the day. How did the folks that were dealing with you know that you were a reputable person? How do we find – how do we pick an agent out that's going to do us right? What do we look for?
Because I tell you so.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me. Let me write that down.
Okay. No, actually, I just
– I like this guy.
Emailed a friend of mine and you know, he's been a friend of mine for a long time, and he still asks, you know, why should I deal with you?
Yeah.
And the first number one thing, you have to have a good rapport with your agent.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're dealing with me or someone else, you need to be comfortable with them. You need to know that you are not going to become just another number at their office. I think having
even though when you call in and say, let me have your number.
Yeah, well, or some of these agencies down here, because our premiums are a little skewed compared to the rest of the nation, 10,000, 20,000 customers is not abnormal.
Mm.
So talk about another number, absolutely. So I think you also need to have a comfort and understanding with the protocol on what you need to do in the event of a claim on your homeowner's policy. I've got some people that just think they call up and the rest is taken care of. But remember, you're buying a legal contract for money. You're exchanging your money for a legal contract that says, you know, we promise to pay when things go bad.
Mm.
But if it's 45 pages, you know, there's some exclusions and conditions in there that you have to meet as a policyholder. So just letting the adjuster come in and take a look isn't the best thing to do. I highly recommend you.
So I'm already instantly bored. If I got to read through 45 pages, I'm falling asleep.
Exactly.
So would that also be another good reason why I should have an active agent?
Absolutely. And an agent's an advocate for you. I'm an independent agent, which is a little different than what most people might see out there being advertised by the big brands.
I know. I was going to ask you the question, what's the difference between an independent agent and somebody that's a slave to the company?
Well, I'm free to work for someone's best interests. So, my friends at some of the other national brands, we won't mention them because then you might have to pay them.
Fair enough.
They're captive agents. They only work for that one company, whereas I represent last year we dealt with over 150 carriers. So it really depends on what your risk is, and we'll go find the best coverage for that.
Great. I'll tell you what, we have to take a little break for the news here. If you don't mind hanging on, we'll continue on. But
yeah, let's wake people up.
Yeah, let's do that. So we are about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Tim Lyons will stick with us and answer a few questions like, is it too late to buy insurance now that my roof leaks? And he has some more inside information on protecting your home. After that, our house segment is here to help you avoid the hassle of paperwork during the home buying process. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. And then Dee Phillips reports in with a special ownership, home ownership success story. She says the story can't wait to be told. That's coming up. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, about 4 inches away from the microphone, resting in a bright orange beanbag chair, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Well, let's talk about home values. The wealthiest cities in Palm Beach County are reclaiming their housing values quite fast. Median home values in Gulfstream, Palm Beach, Ocean Ridge, Atlantis, and Wellington are among the closest percentage-wide to their peak values before the collapse happened, according to data from the Census Bureau and real estate website Zillow. Meanwhile, the median values in lower-income cities like Palm Springs, Green Acres, and Lake Worth are less than half of what they were at the peak, according to their data. In high-rent areas in South Florida, the debate over buying versus renting a home seems like no contest for anybody who's experienced the skyrocketing rental rates and housing costs. The Sun Sentinel found that switching from renting to buying a home in South Florida can save a homeowner money in less than a year. In some areas, such as Lake Worth and Green Acres, homeowners might break even in as little as 6 months. And speaking of renting, apartment rents are going up, driven by strong demand from former homeowners and young professionals who have a new lease on life. Among the 100 largest metro areas nationally, our county ranked 12th in the percentage of rental growth. Palm Beach average rent was $1,258. That's up 4.5%. That ranks 12th. Oakland, California led the country with 9.4% increase in apartment rents in the second quarter. So home values are going up. Rents are going up faster. And this story is not designed to scare our insurance guy, Tim Lyons, but it is kind of scary. More than 542,000 South Florida homes with a combined reconstruction value of $103 billion are in the dangerous path of a storm surge. That includes almost 200,000 that are at, quote, extreme risk. That's scary news for insurance companies. According to a new report released this morning by the property information company CoreLogic, Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties rank second among metro areas in the whole country with the biggest potential for damage from storm surge produced by hurricanes. Number one, New York City. They could suffer the worst from a storm surge. They have over 600,000 homes in a risk zone. Tampa is ranked third with 444,000 homes in a danger zone and $79 billion in reconstruction costs. And speaking of values, you ever wonder about the websites that tell you the value of your property? Well, this is an interesting experiment. Governor Rick Scott might actually own a teardown in Naples, depending upon which online website you consider. Trulia's automated valuation model estimated Scott's 4,900 square foot beachfront house on Gordon Drive, which is one of the priciest in all of Florida, is worth $5.3 million. Now, based on area land values, that would mean that the house is worthless. Zillow, by contrast, truly his biggest competitor, said that it's worth $17.4 million. It values the property alone at 7.25. So as consumers flock online with greater and greater frequency to value properties and to make offers at sites like Zillow and Trulia, they've gained a lot of power, but it's something you want to take with a grain of salt. Zillow and Trulia can offer their information for free for one good reason. They're the first to admit they're not real estate firms. Instead, they are media businesses that make money by selling advertising, by linking customers with realtors and other professionals. The Palm Beach County School District's crucial property tax for art and music teachers now faces clear sailing, at least until it gets into the hands of voters on November 4th. The county commission last Tuesday approved putting a renewal referendum for the 25-cent tax on the November ballot. The tax, which has been charged since 2008, raises about $33 million a year that pays for 530 art, music, and physical education teachers at district-run schools. It will expire next summer, that is, unless you decide to go to the polls and vote for it and renew it for another 4 years this November. And that, my friends, is the news.
Oh, great. Well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know what I miss?
What?
I miss the story. Whatever happened to the guys that were taking foreclosed houses and renting them out?
They got free houses with steel bars on them.
they relocated.
They relocated.
I always thought that was a clever idea.
They're in a federal housing project, I believe.
That's what it is. And I believe one of the was a police officer, right? Was one of the guys doing that?
I don't recall. Remember that it was Fort Pierce.
Wow. Man, I'm telling you. Oh, what a way to go. All right. Well, thanks for the news.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate that. And as always, thanks for the extra pair of pants. That worked just fine. All right. Joining us in the studio is still Tim Lyons. He's began his real estate career developing and building communities and commercial properties until 2007 when he decided to get into the family business. He acquired Legacy Insurance of South Florida and quickly sharpened up the team's focus to become the one-call insurance solution for South Florida small businesses and families. Tim, thanks for hanging on through the break and that nasty news, huh?
Yeah, the news almost as boring as insurance.
Well, we're gonna have some people call in and find out if that's true or not. Let me ask you, how often should we be renewing our policies? Is that something we do just you get one and that's it forever, or should you look at it every year?
Yeah, you should be looking at it every year, and frankly, you should have an agent that's looking at it for you every year. Mm-hmm. All our customers know that we're, you know, an open independent agency, so we want to make sure we keep your policies properly designed so they're going to do what they need to do when the wind blows or the fire comes, but then also aggressively priced because it's your money. And my granddad always says, you know, it takes me a long time to make that money, son, so I want to spend it just a little slower.
Exactly.
So I'd like to do that for my customers as well because, you know, that builds goodwill and hopefully keeps them coming back and sending friends. But
well, with computers today and the way we can do things and the actuaries and all that stuff, the insurance rates probably change on a daily basis, monthly basis? I mean, is it something we should be concerned about and check out our policies on a regular basis?
I'd say your homeowners you're going to look at once a year.
Once a year.
That's when things change. Generally, here in Florida, we've got a nasty thing called reinsurance. So that
reinsurance?
Yeah, reinsurance. It's the insurance for insurance companies.
That sounds like renegotiate to me.
Yeah, well, that changes every summer. So what one insurance company, they base their pricing based on how much their reinsurance costs, as well as a bunch of other things. So once a year is typically pretty good on your homeowner's insurance.
Okay, well, I'll put that on my iPhone for things to do next year.
Your auto insurance, that policy's in Florida, most policies for auto insurance are written on a six-month basis, so good opportunity to take a look there.
Do you think that might be happening in the home market anytime soon?
Here in Florida, it's a little bit unique just because of us being that weird thumb that sticks out in the Atlantic Ocean. Auto insurance, I think, is a little more volatile as far as pricing is concerned. Your personal driving record might change a little faster than, say, your roof.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about my roof. It could. So let me ask you this then. What is the wind mitigation? What's that all about?
You know, you'd be surprised how many people don't know what that is.
That's why I ask.
The state legislature passed a law a couple years ago that allowed you to earn discounts on your homeowner's insurance based on how strong your home was. Yeah, and how well your home will stand up against a wind event, like a hurricane or tornado.
You mean like those things that are hanging out on the coast right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're coming. Yeah. I think we already had one a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Well, we blew him out of here, though.
Yeah. Sorry, North Carolina. But, yeah, a wind mitigation is verifying that your roof was built to the Florida Building Code, and if it was not, you're not going to get the big credit. It's verifying how your roof deck, the plywood, is attached to the roof truss. So when you look in the attic and you see all that spider web of wood, that's your roof truss. Oh. And then it's measuring how your roof truss is attached to the wall. Is it with nails? That's called toenail. Is it strapped? Single strap, double strap, hurricane clips?
You need a tow truck for that, right?
and then it's measuring, you know, what level of hurricane impact glass, windows, shutters, the opening protection.
So what you're trying to say is there's a lot of calculations that go into figuring out how our house has been built.
Absolutely. And a lot of people will call up and say, I get a quote and be like, oh, well, I have shutters, I promise. And unfortunately for us, we have to rely on that third party. And in order to do a mitigation inspection in Florida, you have to be a licensed contractor, home inspector. You got to be, you know, licensed. to do that. And
well, you were telling us a story earlier about Hurricane Andrew. When they were just, you need a permit, the stamp, you got it, and off you go, and nothing was really built to code.
Well, that's actually even more recent, was back in 2004-05 when we had those storms come through Palm Beach County.
Right.
We've got a lot of customers now saying, well, I have a new roof, put on an 2004. Well, we knew that there were so many roofs that had been damaged that, you know, many of these roofers we're just putting roofs on, getting homes dry. That was a priority rather than, you know, was it done to code? I don't know. It seems.
I don't think a blue tarp is code myself.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. I'd prefer that home to be, you know, personally, I'd prefer that home to be, you know, dried in. But unfortunately now some of those roofers have been, you know, mergers, acquisitions. Those roofing companies are no longer in business. So it's hard to go back and get that person to say, oh, here's the code. Here's the product approval that we used on the shingle. Here's the – we used this – let's rip open a part of the roof to inspect how we space the nails. So a lot of these homeowners that have new roofs aren't getting the full credit for that.
How do you avoid that kind of stuff?
Well, you always deal with a licensed contractor. I highly recommend you.
You mean those licensed contractors that are going out of business and merging? And
yeah, and guys? I would recommend you get three bids on your roof and just dig in to understand what it is you're actually about to pay for, because there's a lot of things that go into a roof, you know, and
Well, once you got the roof covered and everything, how about everything inside? How do I insure my collectibles and my jewelry? I have a lot of sports memorabilia. How do I?
That's probably not covered on your standard homeowner's policy.
I don't believe it is. I think we had to get a special extra policy that
personal articles floater policy, which you can get that stuff scheduled on your homeowner's policy. But when it gets unique and specific, you got to get out there and get it valued and get it on a standalone policy. Generally, what I tell people, let's just pretend that your home has already blown away, and now you need to go to Walmart and buy new underwear, and you got to go, you know, get your kids into a hotel and make sure you're ready to go for work on Monday, and all those things, and that's really not the moment you want to think, what the heck did I have in that house?
No.
So I highly recommend. I call it the bottle of wine and a spreadsheet date. Take a bottle of wine, or any other appropriate beverage, and a spreadsheet, and you, your spouse, your kids. Go through the house and document, these iPhone thingies that have cameras on them now.
Yeah.
Just walk through your home and document what you have and talk about it. I have, you know, like in my wife's closet, I have 105 pairs of shoes. You know, my closet.
Is that all?
Three pairs of shoes.
Just 105?
Who knows? There might be another, like, false wall.
You know, I went to Walmart the other day to get some underwear, and a guy says, you want a buggy with that? And I said, a buggy with underwear? I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. All right, listen, how do I get a quote from you if I need to find out what my property's worth or if I want to reinsure my memorabilia with you?
Absolutely. We'd love to give you a free review of your coverage, and you can start that process by going to our website at www.legacyinsurancefl.com, or you can give us a ring at 561-784-4464, and myself or a team member will help you out.
How cool is that? How many people do you have working there?
Well, right now it's me and my assistant, Megan.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
No, well, you'd be surprised what technology can do these days. So we're highly automated, and we really love the power of email and power of automated processing.
Yeah, and it's great being your own boss too. So you have a little extra time to play the guitar.
Yeah, get out on the golf course. Not so much. I actually work like a dog.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this: do you play more guitar or more golf?
Probably more guitar. My kids are starting to get into it now and singing, and you know, I've got young children, so they love kind of hanging out. We learned the entire. If you have young children, I'm sure you understand the phenomenon that is the Frozen movie.
We had
to learn how to sing all those songs.
The Frozen thing.
Yeah. Do you want to build a snowman?
Sure you want to buy insurance from this guy?
Yeah.
No, of course we do, because he's a family guy. He's got, what do you got, a wife and a couple, three kids, right?
Yeah, I've been married.
You ever find the guy that did that? Or?
Yeah, I can't deny my children because of how much they look like me. My poor wife. You know, like, whose kids are these that she's going around? But I have a 4.5-year-old, a 2.5-year-old, and an 18-month-old.
Oh, well, you're just getting started. Yay, good for the kids, you know. Hey, listen, I've got a 32-year-old son, and he was telling me the other day, because we have some music in our family and all that stuff, and he said, you know, Dad, he says, that rock and roll music from the 60s, he says, that's really relaxing music.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I guess compared to the rap music and everything else, yeah, you bet. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Tim, we appreciate you coming in and taking your Saturday and spending it with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great information. Let me just give your phone number out one more time. It's www. That's not the phone number. This is the website. www.legacyinsurancefl.com. Or you may dial Tim at 561-784-4464. And that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located at 76 Waterford D in Delray Beach, Florida, zip code 33446. That'll be important later. This beautiful one-story attached home has one bedroom and 1.5 bathrooms. Fresh paint adorns every wall, nicely tiled ceramic floors in the kitchen, spacious living room, dining, and bedrooms go along with that package. Even the enclosed patio has a ceramic tile floor. And there's also room for the washer and dryer, so you don't have to use that community thing. This property is located in a 55-plus community with a lot of social amenities. There's a billiards room. There's a clubhouse with a community room, courtesy buses, exercise room, the library, the pool, shuffleboard, tennis, and a workshop, I guess, if you want to build something. That's all built in to this property at 76 Waterford D in Delray Beach, Florida. It's a condominium kind of a deal. You can check that out by going to Google Maps and locate the property for yourself, 78 Waterford D in Delray Beach, the zip code, and the Google people like that, 33446. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Once again, their phone number, 561-351-8000. You can call Pat right now. Oh, that's okay. Let that roll. That's not a problem. We're ready for our house. You know what our show producer says? It's only radio.
Smart man.
Woohoo! Well, you know, I like our house segment because we give a lot of interesting information out to homeowners to make their life a little bit easier. This week, our EPT show producer, Rick Snyder, found the reason why home buying is so darn difficult. And believe me, he found the antidote for the problem.
Absolutely, Al. We have been researching this for quite some time. It sounds simple. We have 8 steps from sitting in a chair to moving into your house. Sounds relatively easy.
Eight steps.
Step 1, check your credit report and your credit score. That's pretty easy. You can do it for free.
That's right. Reach has a program that gives you 2 free credit checks per year.
Per year, right. Or you can visit annualcreditreport.com. Scores range from 300 to 850. The higher the score, the better loan you'll qualify for. Check the report for errors. If there are any, dispute them immediately. That's step 1, check your credit report. Step 2, figure out how much you can afford. You can calculate how much you can afford by starting online. Just Google mortgage calculators. They'll help you calculate an affordable monthly mortgage payment. Remember to factor in money you'll need for a down payment, closing cost, fees, etc., etc. Attorney, appraisal, inspection, insurance, the cost of remodeling or furniture. These are all things you can learn in Reach's first-time home buyer class.
I was just going to say, one of these things just doesn't belong here. And which one would that be? You know, Reach offers a lot of these classes for free.
Yes, absolutely.
So now, I noticed that you were reading through a lot of list of costly things.
A long
things.
List. Yeah. Step 3, find the right lender and real estate agent. Shop around, get recommendation from friends and family, check in with a better business bureau, and talk to 3 or 4 mortgage lenders. Ask lots of questions and make sure they satisfy you with the answers they give.
Ooh. Well, yeah. Rolling Stone said you couldn't get any satisfaction, but that was back in 65, so they don't do that. No, that's the antidote. That's what we were talking about. How do you avoid the paper palace and all the paperwork that you have to go through?
Find a competent
realtor and let them take care of it for you.
And the same goes for a mortgage lender. Find the right one. They can do 90% of the work. And the Reach Radio first-time home buyers classes are terrific in this area. And you can do them for free. It's a beautiful thing. Step number four, look for the right home. This is important. List the things you'll need to have in the house. How many bedrooms, bathrooms, how much space? Do you want a big kitchen? Do you need lots of closets and cabinet space, big yard for the kids? What kind of neighborhood do you want to live in? How about commuting to work? Are you way far away? Safety is a concern as well. That's the fourth step.
Yep. Okay.
Step number five, make an offer. You found the home you want, make an offer. Most sellers will price a little high, so there's always some negotiating that goes on. Here's where your real estate agent comes in, very important. Step six, get the right mortgage for your situation. Many different types of mortgages, adjustable rates, fixed mortgage rates, and more. Again, let Reach Radio hold your hand through this. They do it for free. They're so good. Finally, you get to the close on your home. This does require a home inspection. It's probably worth a few extra dollars to have a lawyer reading all the paperwork. And step number eight, move in. Enjoy.
Ooh, I like
Sounds
it.
Easy, but there is a lot of work to do. The paper can pile up. It takes time. And if you have somebody like Dee Phillips and Reach, they can help you. Real estate education and community housing. What's their phone number, Alan?
Oh, let me see. It's 855-48-REACH. You can call them right now, and be sure to press zero for the operator on the weekends. At least you'll be calling Pat Tracy. She'll answer the phone right now. Well, when we return, Dee Phillips has a success story that can't wait to be told. And she has a report about who qualifies as a first-time home buyer. So remember this. A smile is just an inverted curve that sets everything straight.
Ain't got no home. I know place wrong.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a new home is on your horizon, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop. The next workshop is Sunday, July 20th from 12:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH, or you may dial at 855-487-3224. And while you have Reach on the phone, ask about their many other workshops and personal training programs they have to offer. Their Credit Builder Workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. Call the folks at toll-free at Reach right now at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. And that brings us up to Dee Phillips. For more than 11 years, she's been active in the real estate industry. Currently, she works with Reach as a HUD-certified housing counselor and just happens to be one of the top producers at in the Reach Chamber of Certified Counselors. Dee Phillips, this is probably, what, your eighth or ninth time on the show?
Yeah, I'm becoming a little more relaxed. How are you doing today?
Dee, you are a fantastic person. I just love watching you work and Folks, I'm telling you, she is one of the top performers over there at Reach. And we interviewed a lady one time, and I always say this because it's so true. We interviewed a lady, and she goes, "I like Dee because she has a smart brain."
Yes, I think I belong on the Wizard of Oz. Okay, going to get a brain.
pay no attention to that lady behind the curtain. Woohoo! Well, you have done some fantastic things with Reach there, and I know you've got some success stories that you'd like to share with us. But you know, I think of Anthony and Lloyd. He's one of our other listeners that listens in all the time. Mm-hmm. Hi, Lloyd. How you doing? Good to have you. I know you're listening. And all the good people that we've helped, and most of that starts right there at the first time home buyer workshop.
Exactly.
Tell us about that.
Exactly. Fantastic. Okay, the first time home buyers class is what we do monthly. And I'm so excited that you got a chance to hear Tim today, because Tim is one of our presenters.
Yeah, he teaches.
So you know from his interview today what an exciting class we have.
Oh, yeah.
So Tim, along with other people, come in, and we have you there for 6 hours. We do give you lunch, and we provide you with a lot of information during the course of the class. We talk with you about all of the steps that Rick just went over.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come in, you may not know a lot about home buying, but when you walk out, I feel that you're empowered.
You're ready.
So that you can go out and you know what you're doing. Okay, but we will have a class on, as Alan has mentioned, on Sunday, July 20th, and you can contact us on
855-48-REACH. That's how that works. Or you can go to the website at reachforhousing.org. Now, let me say this, Dee. We've had these classes filling up pretty dang quick lately. So I would suggest, even today, I know it's Saturday, but they still answer the phones if you press 0 to get to the operator there, and sign up for that class. Now, there is a $49
$49 per student.
Fee. But doesn't that include lunch and some beverages?
Yes, it does. We provide lunch and snacks.
Soft beverages, right?
Soft beverages,
okay.
Right. No hard.
No liquor. We wouldn't do that. So what do you how does it when you see people come in and they're asking all the questions and when they leave, what do they say to you?
Most of the students are really excited, and that they really, really enjoy the class, and that they go out and they recommend our class to other people. And I think that's a good thing. It's like a word of mouth referral, and our classes are growing. They're really, really increasing in size. So if you want to attend the class on the 20th, I need you to call in, get registered, and pay so that we will have you on the list because we are limiting the class to 23 students.
Right. Now, I don't have to be a brain child to get into this class, right?
No, you do not.
I'm not going to have a test that I'll flunk or fail when it's over. I mean, what's
no? Maybe we should. Well, we do a little quiz, but it's more so. It's just a wrap up.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm ready to wrap up the show right now. any last words you'd like to tell our?
Yes, we are also having a seminar, homeowners assistance and financial wellness seminar, that will be Wednesday, July 23rd, between 3 and 8. At the Royal Palm Beach Covenant Church. Give us a call and get registered.
You got it. That's 855-48-REACH, and we'll let you know all about that. Well, that's all the time we have left for us today. We appreciate you spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Tell your friends about the show, and join us next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show. You'll feel a lot better about yourself when you do. And remember this, we are having fun helping kids.
I know blades are wrong. Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong. I'm a lonely boy.